Well, good afternoon, brethren. I hope that you had a great Thanksgiving day. And welcome to our visitors. This is your home. Make it your home. We're here. And please stay afterwards. We're going to have some goodies to munch on later on. Have you ever held a cat or a dog on your lap as it slept? Better yet, have you ever held a baby, especially yours, your own, as it is, excuse me, I gotta put my glasses on, I can't see that no more. There is something so pure and so tender about that moment. Children are truly a blessing from God, aren't they? We have some here today in our congregation, like the little Tony Aguilar and his sister Sarai, and Teresa's little ones, Rebecca's little troop, and the littlest, the smallest one, it's a cutie. Her name is Shiloh, and we have others. I love to watch them, to hear their laughter, to see their innocence and joy, and to watch what they do. Jesus placed great value on the children because they are pure, and they're trusting, and they remind us of what it means to belong to the family of God. Jesus plays great in Matthew chapter 19, verse 14. I'll read that to you, the New King James Version. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of heaven." And again in Matthew 8. In Matthew 18, verse 3, Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you'll never enter the kingdom of heaven." Remember that song that used to say, "Jesus loves all the little children in the world"? You know, but the Bible also gives a solemn warning in Matthew 18, verse 6. Let's turn there, Matthew 18, verse 6. In the New King James Version, it reads, "But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depth of the sea." My friends, we must always protect our children. The title of my speech, of this sermonette, is Protect the Children. The great deceiver, the God of this world, the father of lies, knows how vulnerable they are. Children are easily drawn to fun, to sweets, to things that seem harmless, and Satan, like a hungry, roaring lion, uses this very things to entice and corrupt their innocence. Have you ever noticed how active the enemy becomes just before God's sacred times? In Genesis 1, verse 14, I'll read it there, in the Good News Translation, God declared, "Let there be light in the expanse of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark sacred festivals, days and years." Well, what festivals do you think he's talking about? Have you ever noticed that when we draw near to his appointed feasts, the world seems to grow more unstable? Floods rage, fires destroy, earthquakes shake nations, wars erupt, etc. You remember 9/11? In September 11? That was very close to the feast time. Also, or the attack on Israel 2 years ago on this very last great day of the feast. Some of you were here, witnessed that moment firsthand. You were there. And even recently, the assassination of a man who dared to stand for truth in a godless age, Charlie Kirk. These are not coincidences. The evil one is busy waging war against God's sacred times and promoting his own counterfeit holidays. But just as we hold a sleeping baby and are afraid to move for fear of disturbing it, The evil one begins with our little ones. Because who among us doesn't want to see our children happy, laughing, playing, enjoying themselves? I have a book here entitled Ancient Ways Reclaiming Pagan Traditions. It is fascinating to read that exposes the roots of many customs we take granted for granted today. For example, this nation just celebrated Halloween. Each year, it grows popularity. When I was growing up in Mexico, we didn't celebrate Halloween. Children didn't go door to door asking for candy. But now, even there, the custom has spread, and kids, they go house to house, and of course, the word trick or treat, it's an English word, so they don't know how to say that, so they say, tricky, tricky. I remember when my stepfather first brought us to the United States, he explained to me that on Halloween, children dress as in spooky, scary costumes and went from house to house asking for candy. I'll never forget my first Halloween here when a boy came to our door. He was dressed as a Mexican. But all joking aside, Halloween, according to this book, it is one of the most important days in the Wiccan calendar. Wicca is an occult organization that made up of witches and warlocks who celebrate ancient pagan customs and traditions. Their observances are called Sabbats. Not Sabbaths, but Sabbats. According to this book, Halloween is one of the most sacred services of the year, and people are now spending more money on Halloween decorations than Christmas in sales. Now, here is Home Depot. I went to Home Depot, and it was just cluttered with all this merchandise. See, you know, and look at this. On the left side, there's a little boy on that cart, and he was just screaming, crying, just like this little boy I have on the right side. And his parents were laughing. They thought it was nothing funny. It was sad. Satan uses comfort, fun, and distraction to lull people, especially children, into a spiritual sleep. Trick or treat, they say. But here is a trick masked as a treat. Too much candy hurts their immune system and can cause diabetes. Then we have All Saints Day, according to the Encyclopedia Britannica. The origins of All Saints Day trace back to the early Christian or the Catholic Church, when various feasts honoring martyrs were celebrated on different dates. The formal establishment of November 1st as All Saints Day, it's credited to Pope Gregory III in the 18th century after he dedicated the chapel of St. Peter's Basilica of All Saints. The celebration is part of the three-day observance that begins on October 31st, that's Halloween, and continues with All Souls Day and November 2nd, which honors the faithful departed. God's holy days celebrates life, not death. Death is the greatest enemy. Jesus did away with death. Halloween is the most blatantly demonic celebration of the year. No wonder why Wiccans is one of their most important. You can't get more obvious than who is behind this. And the wicked is happy to see his progress. Following Halloween comes Saturnalia, an ancient Roman festival, Saturn in December, a time of general merrymaking, and later became a predecessor of Christmas. That means more fun for children, candy, great food, lovely music, long-awaited presents, and more. Unfortunately, there are some disappointments when someone does not receive what they wanted. Brother, I'm going to go on a limb here. When I see friends and family who don't recognize Christmas has a pagan origins, I often keep my thoughts to myself. And it isn't always the right moment to explain the truth behind the celebration when they're happy and they're merry and they wish you a Merry Christmas or give you a gift. It is often better to share that truth later in the year when the spirit of Christmas has cooled down. Our children are replicas, copies of ourselves, and we must protect them. God, just as God desires to protect his offspring family. Brethren, we too are children. Paul addresses us as children because we are the children of God. Our ministers in God's church have been commissioned to feed us the right spiritual food and to protect us from the deception of the evil one. God calls us to live the faith with a childlike heart, not immature, but full of life, joy, and dedication. To return to being like children is not to go backwards. It is to re- Excuse me. I'm having a little pain on my side here. It is to return to the purest of the Christian call, to trust, love, and obey without reservations. Once again, let us remember that scripture that I quoted, Matthew 18, verse 6. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depth of the sea. To end my message, I would like to show you an example, how God protected us, his children, during the Feast of Tabernacles in Puerto Vallarta. Each year, we've been celebrating there for 12 years, and it happens every year. You can see it is the time, during this time is the year in Puerto Vallarta for hurricanes and strong storms. It's the strong storm seasons. So you can see here how God protected us from the storms. See at the distance here, you can see it's like a dome. It just protected every one of us. And you can see the storm way behind. We just celebrated, no problem. God protected his children. So remember, brethren, God is going to protect us. We can ask God to protect our children. Have a great Sabbath. And happy Sabbath.